Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel delivered the closing remarks to the third ordinary session of the National Parliament, which passed three laws Saturday last and elected the National Electoral Council, amongst other items on its agenda, after an intense week of work for lawmakers. The Cuban head of state urged fellow citizens to think as a country and to all of those who love the revolution to give themselves body and soul to the service of the nation, taking great advantage of what he described as the revolution's most formidable and powerful strength, its unity. In his address, Díaz-Canel called on all citizens to take advantage of all the opportunities that open up for the national economy, be it in the business sector, the budgeted sector, or the private sector, and untie the knots that tie it up. The president highlighted the importance of the three laws that were approved during this session of the parliament, the electoral law, the national symbols law, and the fisheries law, after ample consultation processes. The Cuban leader said that Cuba perseveres despite the limitations deriving from the reinforcement of the U.S. economic blockade, subversion, and campaigns to discredit its revolution. Díaz-Canel pointed out that the United States does not understand that 60 years of aggressions have not been able to break the Cuban Revolution. Quote, no imperialist policy will deter Cuba, he stressed.
Ha continuado expandiendo los lazos de la nación en todas las regiones del planeta, como fruto de la sostenida trayectoria liderada por Fidel.
Continuing to expand the nation's ties in all regions of the planet, as a result of the sustained trajectory laid by Fidel since the revolutionary triumph, these ties continue to be inspired by solidarity and internationalism, by respect for international law, and the principles of purposes of the Charter of the United Nations. Cuba today maintains friendly relations and, in many cases, cooperation with almost every country in the world. We inspire confidence and enjoy respect for our contribution to peace, our loyalty to our commitments, and for the cleanness of our conduct. We actively contribute to international efforts in favor of justice, the promotion of human rights, the protection of the environment, the promotion of security, and the right of peoples to self-determination. Those who are now in charge of the political leadership of that other influential nation have shown that they disregard the commitments and legal instruments freely agreed upon by the vast majority of states. The nation ignores the right to self-determination of peoples, denies the principle of equality sovereign among nations. It believes that the will of its government can be imposed on others, including its own allies, through threat or punishment, with imposition of punitive trade tariffs and other coercive and unilateral measures. In more serious cases, it resorts to unconventional warfare or armed conflicts, regardless of the consequences. To coup d'etat, or to open imposition of regime change, where it intends to destroy the system of international relations, built on the norms and principles of the Charter of the United Nations. In the Western Hemisphere, the United States government has openly declared the validity and application of the infamous Monroe Doctrine, an old instrument of colonialism, now of neocolonialism and imperialism, that questions the right to self-determination and the sovereignty of all nations of America, without exception, and that intends to intimidate the rest of the world.
El neocolonialismo y el imperialismo que cuestiona el derecho a la autodeterminación amenaza la soberanía de todas las naciones de América sin excepción y pretende intimidar al resto del mundo.